So as you saw in our little skit, our kindness, or lack thereof, to others will be evident from the very first second that we are with somebody. That doesn't just pertain to here in the church. That's anywhere we go, anything we do, any person we pass. That first moment that we have with them is going to leave an impact on them. First, it begins with what we call people and what people call us. That's why one of the most important things really early on is to find out what that person's name is. I learned this as a teacher. If you can address somebody by name, that brings your relationship to a different level, good and bad, right? If you're misbehaving and I call you out by name, whoa, I didn't know he knew my name. Or if I could say, Catherine, you did a great job. That sounds a lot better than saying, she did a great job, didn't she? That may imply that I didn't take the time to learn and remember your name. That's why when I start a new church, the first thing I do is I meet the current pastor and I get their directory, hopefully picture directory, and I start memorizing names and faces. So that day one, when I come here, I already know your name and your face. And that makes an impact. But being called the wrong name, or having your name pronounced incorrectly or spelled incorrectly, can be awkward. Right, Sherry? Sherry's own sister misspells her name every year on her birthday on Facebook. On Facebook. It's right there. She clicked on her name and then misspells it every year. And we understand, you know, that it is a kind of unusual spelling of Sherry. And for those who aren't especially close to her, other spellings of Sherry are far more common, and you just go to what you're used to. But this is her sister. And it's on Facebook. It's right there. Anyway, I had a professor in college who taught at three different schools in his career. And of course, as some of you former teachers know, it can be hard decades down the road to remember individual names and faces, especially they change, right? You don't necessarily look like you did 20 years ago. So, Dr. Bolito told me that he could always tell where he taught somebody based off of what they called him. First instinct, by sharing of names. If they called him Mr. B, he knew that he taught them at the high school. If they called him Professor B, he knew he taught them at the community college. And if they called him Dr. B, he taught them in New York City. And if they called him Dr. Bolito, he knew that he taught them where I had him, at Kane University. So again, right away, their first words give a glimpse into the kind of relationship that has been built, or the kind of relationship that you want to build. My name is David. You will never hear me called David. If somebody calls me David, that automatically tells me that I am not on a very close relationship with them. Even the bishop calls me Dave, which is weird. But teachers, you know, people in authority over me, maybe my former employers, they would call me David. But anybody close to me, family, friends, even here in church, Reverend Dave, David is, you know, my father, my grandfather, my cousin, my other cousin, my uncle, my other uncle. You know, there's just too many Davids, so I'm Dave. Well, also to my students that I taught in middle school, I was Mr. Ledford. I never got used to that. To my churches, Reverend Dave or Rev, I remember my first time meeting the people at the Wesley United Methodist Church in Phillipsburg. It was my first big church, and by big, I mean more than five people. The first question that they asked me, trying to build relationship, right? What should we call you? And I said, I don't know. Nobody's ever asked me that before. What would I like to be called as the pastor? My other two churches, they had two people and five people. It was very obvious that they were talking to me, so they didn't have to call me by name. all of a sudden I'm in a bigger church where they want to be able to call me by name, and I was not prepared for that. So I said, you know what? I'll let the kids decide what my name is. And that's a tradition that I have kept in every church after that. When I came here, I said, I will let the young disciples in this church determine what my name is. And that's where Rev was born, which I love. Now, either Reverend Dave or Rev gives me a feeling of kindness and a good relationship with the person who's calling me by that name. It has a story behind it, a story of our relationship. It wasn't just arbitrarily said, this is what you will call me. They chose it. They named me, just like you named your children. So what names are you known by that bring a sense of kindness and positivity to you? As you ponder that, Catherine is going to come up and teach us what they learned on day 3 at this year's Vacation Bible School.
Day 3 of VBS was about kindness. The first lesson in kindness came from Rev and Ariana. Someone put the blow-up spaceship in the wrong place, and Rev wanted to put it back where it belongs. When he tried to pick it up, he couldn't. I guess all the air was too heavy for him. But it wasn't too heavy for Ariana. She got up and helped Rev move the spaceship. We learn more about kindness by hearing the Bible story about Jesus, parable of the Good Samaritan. A Jewish man was robbed, beaten, and left on the ground in pain. He was in serious need of kindness. The next person he saw was a priest. He must have thought, surely a priest, a good and godly man from his own faith would stop and help him. Nope, he crossed the street and walked right on by. Next to come down the road was a Levite. He also crossed the street and walked right on by. Then the injured man saw real trouble coming down the street, a Samaritan. A man of an unfriendly enemy country was walking towards him. The Samaritan was the one who helped him, and not the religious leader from his own faith. Our phrase of the day was, go beyond with kindness.
Okay, so Catherine's gonna teach us some sign language.
So, go beyond with kindness.
Okay. Should we try that one more time?
Okay. Go beyond with kindness.
Kindness. All right. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Only 2 more to go. They're going to miss you after these 5 weeks are done. That's okay. I have paternity leave coming up, so. Friends, like all other VBS lessons from this year, the students were taught not just to be kind, but to be kind above and beyond all normal expectations. The Good Samaritan didn't just pick the guy up off the ground. He didn't just clean his wounds, and he didn't just find him a place to stay and recover. The Good Samaritan went above and beyond. He paid for all of it and promised that if he hadn't given enough yet, he will pay the rest whenever his stay is finished. Many of us would have felt pretty good about ourselves just picking the man up. And that's a pretty noble act. You see somebody on the ground, you get them back on their feet, send them on their way. Would have been plenty good enough. But that wasn't enough for the Good Samaritan. We might have even felt great if we had picked him up and bandaged him and then sent him on his way. Great, great act of kindness, but still not enough for the Good Samaritan. We might have felt really good about ourselves if we picked him up, cleaned him up, bandaged him, and found him a hotel room to stay in, and then left when it was time to make all the registration arrangements. But that wasn't good enough for the Good Samaritan. The Good Samaritan did all of it, picked him up, cleaned him up, bandaged him up, took him to a place to stay, and paid for it. All of these things, this man had nothing to do with. He didn't beat him up. He didn't put him on the ground. He didn't walk right on by him. But he's the one who stayed and made a difference in his life in a positive way. Showing kindness is important. But it also matters how kindness is received. When we are the recipient of kindness, there's also a particular way that that should be done. So have you ever sent someone a joke through texting or social media, but the way they interpreted it was not your intention? They didn't realize that it was a joke and they ended up getting offended? Friendships have ended over miscommunications. Wars have been fought over silly miscommunications. One such war happened when the king of the Ammonites died, and David sent an envoy of soldiers to console the king's son. Well, the king's son did not take that as a moment of kindness from David. The king's son and the princes of the Ammonites thought that David was using this act of kindness to hide their real and more evil intentions. They thought that this was just to overthrow the king's son and to take control of the city. So they captured David's men, cut off their beards, which is the biggest offense that you could ever do to a Jewish man, and sent them away. So David responded by gathering his army and sending his army to the Ammonites, and they went to battle over this miscommunication. All of this, an actual war, fought because David was genuinely sending condolences, but those condolences were not received with their intentions. Did David's reputation influence how his actions were perceived? Probably so. David was not known for his kindness, right? He wasn't really known, especially by other countries, for his ability to comfort people. So here's our lesson of kindness. We want to build a track record of kindness, a reputation of kindness. With a bad reputation, even a moment of kindness can be misinterpreted. You could have the best of intentions, but if everything else from your past teaches people to be suspect of you, your good intentions are not going to be taken at their value. That's what happened to David. He was a man with a strong reputation who truly wanted to send condolences to the king's son. But his reputation prevented that message from being properly received. So we want to establish a long record of kindness for ourselves so that our kind actions will actually be seen with the kindness that they were intended to be received with. Every word, every day, every action matters, and they build on each other. Sometimes we may think that reputations don't matter. It's only in the moment that matters. I'm being kind right now, so. Well, look at David. His reputation led to a genuine act of kindness, actually starting a war, because his reputation determined that other countries would not trust him. So we want to go above and beyond in every occasion. We want to build a track record of kindness, to build a reputation of kindness, so that when we are kind to others, it cannot be misinterpreted. It can't be interpreted as anything else except the kindness that we intended it to be. Amen.